Jerry Bader Show, 1035. It's a major development yesterday in the John Doe 2.0 in Wisconsin. As you know, conservatives are finally fighting back on these witch hunts. Major development yesterday. A conservative group and one of its directors sued a judge and prosecutors in federal court, a civil rights lawsuit. Interesting choice to shut down a secret investigation of campaign fundraising and spending in Wisconsin's recent recalls. In a filing with the U.S. District Court of Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Club for Growth and the group's treasurer, Eric O'Keefe, who was the first one to go public on this stuff, argue the probe violates their rights to free speech, free assembly, and equal protection under the law. Civil rights lawsuit asks the court to block prosecutors from continuing the John Doe probe, relieve O'Keefe and the Wisconsin Club for Growth from having to cooperate with it, and order prosecutors to pay them compensatory damages for violating their constitutional rights. A lot of what they're seeking was blacked out. However, O'Keefe said in a statement, "This secret investigation and gag order on conservative activists is intended to stop their political successes in Wisconsin. The state cannot be allowed to silence political speech it does not like." That suit came before U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa. The same day, a state appeals court ordered unsealing thousands of other documents in a related earlier investigation of aides to Governor Scott Walker. Those records are to become available next week. Now, Wall Street Journal, as I said earlier, has an inside track on this, and they have an editorial responding to this lawsuit. The Wisconsin Punchback. The Wisconsin prosecutors conducting a secret criminal probe of conservative political groups were warned last month they were inviting a federal lawsuit. On Monday, they got one, as two of their legal targets charge the prosecutors with violating their civil rights. Sometimes the only way to stop a bully is to punch back. The lawsuit was filed in federal district court in Milwaukee by David Rifkin and Barker Hostetler Law Firm on behalf of the Wisconsin Club for Growth and its director, Eric O'Keefe. The suit names four Milwaukee prosecutors and two others, including Special Prosecutor Fran Schmitz and Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm, who have conducted a secret grand jury-like investigation called a John Doe into Mr. O'Keefe, the Club for Growth, and other conservative groups that are allies of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. The suit charges that prosecutors have spent 4 years attempting to harass and silence groups whose politics they dislike. Much of the suit is redacted because Wisconsin's John Doe status keeps the charges and the names of the targets under seal. But we have seen copies of the subpoenas, which include kitchen sink demands for documents and communications. And we know that prosecutors and police conducted dawn raids that ransacked homes of some targets. We also know from the subpoenas and from a judge's secret ruling, which we have also seen, the Wall Street Journal has the inside track on this, that the prosecutors are investigating these groups for illegal coordination with the Walker campaign. The suit charges that this is a violation of their constitutional rights under the First and 14th Amendments. The Supreme Court has long held that government probes that encroach on free speech must be carefully limited, which the Wisconsin John Doe currently is not. The suit also lays out the partisan motivation behind the John Doe. Mr. Chisholm is a Democrat, elected with support from unions enraged by Mr. Walker's 2011 reform of public union collective bargaining. Mr. Chisholm appeared in an ad supporting Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett in his bid to unseat Mr. Walker in the recall election. I don't think I knew that. Or I forgot it. Talk about blatant. So he appeared in an ad in the recall, and The suit notes that at least 43 and possibly as many as 70 employees in Mr. Chisholm's office signed the recall petition. The suit asks that the John Doe record be unsealed, and rightly so, given how prosecutors appear to have leaked for their own political purposes. In April 2012, the suit notes, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Daniel Bice reported that the John Doe probe was the biggest question hanging over the recall election and implying that further criminal charges might be filed before the June 5th vote. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has denied ever getting any leaks from prosecutors. I have always found that difficult to believe, back to this editorial. No further charges were filed, but the leak was political fodder for Mr. Barrett, who used the John Doe as a campaign bludgeon, telling CNN's Candy Crowley on June 3rd, 2 days before the election, 2012, that Mr. Walker was the only governor in the country who has a legal defense fund. Mr. Bice also disclosed that John Doe was looking into illegal campaign coordination in October 2013, days after Democrat Mary Burke announced her candidacy for governor. The suit charges that all of this is intended to silence Mr. Walker's allies during this year's election campaign, and that's precisely the effect it has had on Mr. O'Keefe. He and the Wisconsin Club for Growth have had to hire lawyers and have stayed on the political sidelines. The suit means that prosecutors will now have to defend their legal tactics as they are named in their personal and official capacities as allowed under federal civil rights law, both personal and official. As a first act of legal hygiene, the federal judge should unseal the John Doe records if state officials refuse. We doubt Wisconsin voters would like what they see. All right. Did you hear that last line? We doubt Wisconsin voters would like what they see. You know what it sounds like to me? They know even more than they're letting on. Yeah, the Wisconsin Club for Growth and the other groups targeted are doing nothing right now. What would they be doing otherwise? And I've brought this up on the air before. What would those groups be doing right now? To the degree that they can legally, they would try to define Mary Burke. Here's what's interesting about this, and I'm assuming it's because it's isolated to Wisconsin. I'm not the first one to say this, and I've said it before. This is bigger than the IRS scandal, and I'm not saying the IRS scandal isn't big. In terms of magnitude and the people affected, yeah, the IRS scandal was bigger. But in terms of intrusion on free speech, this is prosecutorial misconduct. And it is selective prosecution. It's pretty clear that the Wall Street Journal and others know there are no Democrat groups targeted. There is no investigation underway to see if there was improper cooperation, collusion, whatever you want to call it, between the Barrett campaign, Democrats facing recall or involved in a recall election, and liberal groups. None of that is being looked into. This is entirely one-sided. That is, by its definition, selective prosecution, and by its definition, prosecutorial misconduct. Thank God that these conservatives are finally fighting back. The head of the snake at the Milwaukee County DA's office does have to be cut off, or this will never go away. I know there were those who thought this was a mistake to directly take these guys on. When you got nothing left, you got nothing to lose. It's February. If this nonsense can be quashed in the next month or two, these groups won't be pushed to the sideline, which is exactly what the Democrats in the Milwaukee County DA's office, and I still think Bruce Landgraf is the Captain Ahab here, are trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. To stifle free political speech that they don't like. Mary Burke's going to have an uphill climb. The more she talks, the steeper that climb gets. By the way, she says it's irresponsible to give you back your tax dollars. You only believe that if you believe that it's the government's money and not taxpayers. She's going to need all the help she can get, and she still isn't spending any campaign money to define herself. This gives conservatives a golden opportunity to define her. This is exactly what the prosecutors in this John Doe probe don't want. And as much as conservative talk radio, you know, I and most of northern Wisconsin, some shows in Milwaukee and Madison have talked about this, most of Wisconsin, I think, still doesn't understand what's going on. I'm serious about that. The mainstream media is covering it, but not in a way. I mean, obviously, their take, although they'll try to hide it, is, oh, these Republicans are hiding something. By God, they got to dig even deeper because the way they're fighting back, you know, they're really hiding something. That's the liberal perception of this, which makes it the mainstream media perception of this. As such, from the mainstream media, Wisconsinites are hearing some about this, but not a lot, and not the really important stuff. It will be fascinating to see this unsealed. This is really the only way, short of a recall, and I think this is really the way to do it, to slap down these prosecutors. All right, straight ahead. By Jove, he's done it again. And this one is big. Another tweak. By tweak, I mean fundamental change to Obamacare. We'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 10:46.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.